These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.
Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Wednesday, November 6th. I'm Devin Zwald. Today we bring you a special early edition of the program giving you all the details of last night's election. This morning, Donald Trump was declared the winner of the presidential race, but it wasn't the only race we followed. We'll tell you how Georgia candidates fared in the other races, including the congressional races, and give you dispatches from reporters across the state. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. Donald Trump has been elected president, according to the Associated Press. Georgia Republicans celebrated last night as Trump won Georgia's 16 electoral votes. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
USA! The Georgia GOP held their election night watch party at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead, and Trump supporters quickly became optimistic about the former president's performance in the Peach State as results rolled in. Anthony Bennett attended the party and described the night as exciting.
Can't express it enough. Trump's been through so much stuff, so much, such great perseverance through all this. It's the greatest political movement in the history of America.
Georgia had record turnout this election. About 73% of active voters cast their ballot, according to the Secretary of State's office. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta.
Even though Donald Trump has been elected president, Kamala Harris's presidential campaign fired up Georgia's black communities with enthusiasm not seen since Barack Obama's first campaign 16 years ago. As GPB's Donna Lowry tells us, its activism some hope will continue.
At an election watch party amid the music at Vibes Restaurant and Lounge in Stonecrest, more than 300 people celebrated months of hard work registering, educating, and encouraging voters. They are members of the National Panhellenic Council of DeKalb County, representing the nine black fraternities and sororities known as the Divine Nine. Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity member Kaiba Kai Haynes thinks the Harris-Walz campaign exposed the need for some critical conversations.
As we can battle the misinformation that's out there, making sure that we're targeting black men and letting them know what the policies are out there that can benefit us as a community collectively.
Election Day 2024 is over, but the group's commitment to uplifting communities will continue. For GPB News, I'm Donna Lowry.
Counting votes in Georgia was largely drama-free yesterday, even after years of back and forth about how elections should be run and if they could be run efficiently. Mike Kaplan is the at-large member of the Bibb County Board of Elections in Macon. He was pleased with how things went, even after a moment early in the evening when a crucial piece of technology malfunctioned.
We had a little crisis here for a little while with a server, but we got it working. We're done. It's 9:30. So democracy works.
Kaplan says he hopes this election convinces people to vote regularly and make the process, quote, fun again. Fulton County Board of Elections officials reported record turnout as the polls closed yesterday evening despite disruptions. There were bomb threats at 32 poll locations across the county, but only 5 voting locations in Fulton had to stay open late after temporarily closing. Fulton County Police Chief Wade Yates says they planned heavily for a situation like this, and law enforcement is working together to resolve it.
We don't know where the threats came from at this point. And it is an active investigation, but we do intend on doing our best to locate who made the threats and prosecute them fully.
State officials say the false threats originated in Russia. Votes were slow to be counted in Savannah's Chatham County, a heavily Democratic area. Chatham County Board of Elections Chairman Tom Mahoney said this year's election was an improvement over 2020, but even so,
I think there's a little bit of a instant gratification expectation in our society in general, and you have a perception that you voted on a computer which you didn't. You know, you printed out a ballot, a paper ballot, and you scanned that in. And that process will take some time. You know, we've got 89 precincts around just Chatham County.
Harris won Chatham County, but lost Georgia. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said in a late-night press conference that he was proud of quick election results and short wait times in Georgia yesterday. He also addressed the bomb threats that Georgia precincts received, mostly believed to be from Russia. All of the threats were non-viable.
Counties around Georgia received 60 bomb threats, and yet we still had record turnout. That is because I have led the creation of strong partnerships with law enforcement from the national level down to the local level.
About 5.2 million people in Georgia voted, a record high for the state. And now a look at how Georgia candidates fared at last night's other races. Longtime incumbent Democrat Sanford Bishop won a 17th term in Congress, according to the Associated Press, defeating Republican Wayne Johnson in Southwest Georgia's 2nd Congressional District. And Brian Jack, a one-time aide to former President Donald Trump, won election to his first term in the U.S. House in a district south and west of Atlanta. Those were two of the highest-profile congressional races in a Georgia election with no statewide candidates on the ballot. Republicans maintained their 9-5 majority among Georgia's congressional seats, with all incumbents winning re-election, including Marjorie Taylor Greene in Northwest Georgia's 14th District and Democrat Lucy McBath in a newly redrawn 6th District on the west side of Metro Atlanta. For the results of all the elections, you can visit gpb.org/election. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis also won her re-election bid. The Georgia prosecutor brought charges against former President Donald Trump over efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. She defeated Republican challenger Courtney Kramer. Kramer had interned in the White House counsel's office during the Trump presidency and is active in GOP organizations. Fulton County is home to 11% of the state's electorate and includes most of the city of Atlanta. The county is a Democratic stronghold. That's it for this edition of Georgia Today. We'll be back this afternoon with our regularly scheduled episode. If you haven't yet hit subscribe on this podcast, take a moment to do it right now so you won't miss it. For more on these stories, visit gpb.org/news. If you have feedback or a story idea, email us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Devin Swald. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.